The Ghana Employers Association and Trade Union Congress are advocating the revival of the National Informal Economic Committee, which used to regulate the activities of the informal sector. In the view of the two groups, the informal sector has seen an exponential growth of 88% from 1999 to 2013, and this calls for regulation of the sector to ensure that it contributes effectively to national development. The two groups made this known in a media interaction on research on formalizing the informal sector of the economy. Felix Kofi reports.
The research also revealed that almost 98% of new labor market entrants are getting jobs in the informal economy due to lack of employment opportunities in the formal sector. The director of research and projects at the Ghana Employers Association, Charles Asante Bimpong, said regulation of the sector will assist government to raise more taxes.
Ghana's informal economy has grown to about 88%, the current statistics indicate. So we thought it wise that it has become a very critical sector, and really if we want to grow and develop, then it is a sector we cannot ignore. So the Ghana Employers Association and the Trade Union Congress sought funding from the BUSAC Fund, that's the Business Sector Advocacy Challenge Fund, to start a process of how we can begin the transition from informality to formality, formalizing the informal economy, as we call it. The whole idea is to come out at the end of the day, prepare a common position paper from the Ghana Employers Association and the Trade Union Congress, and present it to the government, namely the Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, to see how we can all together begin the real process of formalizing the informal economy.
A research officer at the TUC, Mary Akosia Karimu, said the overall goal for the transition of the informal economies to formal is to meet the ILO standard definition of decent work.
From the research, we believe, first of all, there's the need for an institutional and a legislative framework. Okay? We have the labor laws, we have other laws and all that. But we still believe that institutions are vehicles towards achievement of policy objectives, and that effective institutions are therefore necessary in the transition from informal to formal economy. Second, on the step is to strengthen the National Informal Economic Committee. Understand this committee used to be in place, but somewhere, somehow, it has faded. It used to be part of the tripartite. It has faded out. We are calling for revamping and bringing back this committee into the tripartite.